This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein talks about one of the greatest things Christians and Jews have in common, a love for God's Word, the Bible.
I'm often asked how the Christian Bible is different from the Jewish Bible. Some people may think the only difference is the New Testament, but that's not exactly correct. We believe that the Holy Scriptures were completed after the time of Daniel, Ezra, and Nehemiah, when the Jewish people returned from the Babylonian exile to the land of Israel. However, we also accept a tradition of oral teaching that was developed over the centuries. This teaching addresses customs, laws, and biblical principles. Orthodox Jews believe this oral tradition, like the Bible itself, is divine. A key part of this oral tradition is the Talmud. The Talmud contains the Mishnah, an outline of rabbinic commentary written in approximately 250 CE, and a more extensive commentary called the Gemara, which was completed by 450 CE. Both are detailed explorations of the Bible, its meaning, and application to everyday life. For example, Exodus 13:16 instructs us to wear God's word like a sign on your hand and a symbol on your forehead. But how do we do that? Our oral tradition explains how this commandment is to be obeyed, and that's why Orthodox Jews still today wear phylacteries, or boxes containing scriptures, during prayer. The Bible provides us with a blueprint for how to please God. And when you think about it, what greater goal can there be?
Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.